It's one of many in the toolbox, right? So there's Gemini, there's ChatGPT, there's Grok. There's so many of them. They're all pretty much about the same level now. I think they're all, you just have to pick one that you're like, I've been rotating around them. I'm using, like today I'm using their Codex product, which is their coding stuff. And they're all good. They all have their pluses and minuses. But as far as like if you're just talking and getting questions, I think ChatGPT is really cool. Like you can talk to it and it will have like a conversation. Gemini has added the same stuff. One thing I really like, you know, one thing you need to try with this, like if you want to learn any subject, okay, just go in and say, I want to learn about X, right? And it will walk, it will like step you through it like you're taking a training course. It will like walk you through like, here's this, and then like, you know, now that you understand this, I'm going to walk you through. It's like really cool for learning stuff. I think it's, you know, if people tap into it correctly, I think this is a, you know, it'll level up people, you know, make people smarter. And that I look forward to that. I hope it doesn't make people dumber. I hope it makes people smarter. I'm cautiously optimistic, though. Go ahead, Tim. KFA does.